That is Smokin'. This is the sound of a brand new album from a band out of, well, Cincinnati and Dayton. We call it Dayton Natty. Ernie Johnson from Detroit, their guitar player and friend of the show and all around just great human soul. Nathan Lewis is in studio. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nikki.
Thank you for bringing this up to us today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's raining cats and dogs, so I think you just have to stay the whole hour now.
All right.
You don't want to go out in that.
I don't. It's terrible out.
It's terrible. It's going to rain.
It's because you said it was going to rain.
And it did.
And it did as soon as you said it.
Thunderstorms involved, so easy does it if you're out driving as well. Yeah, kick back. Enjoy. The new album recorded here in Dayton. Andrew Valeri is passing through the studio, and we all found ourselves talking about the recording process. And what makes this sound so warm?
It's an analog sound. We're real proud to have done this at Cybertechnics here in Dayton with Phil Mahaffey, and we just loaded up on tone and went all in on the tape.
Did you go 1 inch, 2 inch?
2 inch.
What?
Yeah.
That stuff's like more expensive than gold.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Probably.
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 We'll do an ounce by ounce comparison.
Yeah, right.
It is just a fabulous release. Long songs, all instrumentals, by the way.
Yep. A little shout vocal.
Yeah.
We'll play that song later. Ungana. Everybody yells it.
But if you think you recognize this voice, it's because Nathan was in the band Magic Jackson.
Yes.
Who we've enjoyed from your.
You've been a big supporter of ours.
Happy to do it. So, what is this with naming bands with last names Jackson, Johnson kind of stuff? What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea how that works.
It just came around.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to catch you at Backyard Boogie with Magic Jackson, and it was a delight to hear you again. But this is great stuff. Let's go back to Cybertechnic Studio here. You were talking about the producer that you worked with. He knows his way around a recording studio.
Not producer, it's self-produced. And but we had a pleasure working with Phil, and we had a real clear idea of what we were trying to get with this record. And then we spent the money and sent it off to a guy, Russell Elvato, who is acclaimed mixing engineer and does everything and is hyper focused on analog stuff. So just kind of, you know, was the linchpin in getting the full sound that we were doing.
It's lovely. Again, a self-titled debut. What performances do you have that someone could come and rush the stage and say, I want to buy one?
Yeah, we're playing this weekend in Newport, Kentucky. There's a Paradise Music and Beer Festival at the Wooden Cask Brewery. Our friends Essential Productions out of Cincinnati do this Paradise Festival every year, and this year they're doing it at this brewery, and they're making it free for everybody. We're playing Saturday. The lineup is stacked Saturday. Bands like Tropodelic and Peridani, and we're playing right before a band called Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
So, yeah. I got a disc from them. It's in my...
Yeah, right. PPPP.
Yeah. Right. Pigeons Playing Ping Pong.
But yeah, so that's the next time we're playing. Next time in Cincinnati is August 23rd. We're playing the Cindependent Film Festival. It's an independent film festival happening in town. First year that's going on, and we're playing their opening party on the 23rd.
Woodward Cindependent. Theater. That's so clever.
I know.
Cincinnati.
Big fan of wordplay.
I am too.
Hit Dayton Natty.
Hey, Dayton Natty.
Right.
We did make that up, didn't we?
I know we?
We
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll use it all the time. Proud of it.
I like Sense of Dayton also, but it doesn't have the...
It doesn't flow.
Doesn't flow.
Yeah.
Dayton Natty.
Right.
Tell us about how this band came together.
Just like lots of bands, everybody just playing around with different groups, and we all kind of knew each other. I knew our bass player and saxophone player from Magic Jackson playing gigs with their band Pharaoh Lucy, and this group of guys just kind of came together, and we all just knew each other and respected each other, and had a clear idea of what we wanted to do with the band, and went into a basement, wrote a bunch of songs, and you know, started playing them out, and stuff starts happening. We're having a great time with it.
Oh, bad. Sounds like it. Speaking of the player, this song's kind of named for him. The one we're about.
No.
No. Different one, right. Isn't it? No.
Every song's got a story.
Everyone's
right?
got a story. Right. Well, tell us about this. We've got House of Dark here. Tell us about that tune.
It's a good collaboration. Lots of the songs on this album, somebody comes in with an idea, and everybody just kind of. It's a 9-piece band. So,
golly.
Two guitars, bass, and drums, and three-piece horn section and auxiliary percussion and keyboards. And so everybody has a clear picture of what the role is, I think, and somebody brings an idea, and we just kind of do our thing respectively. And so this is one of the big collaborations on the album.
It's called House of Dark Corners. The band is Ernie Johnson from Detroit. This record just out goes by its, initials, EFD. We're in studio with Nathan Lewis, and we'll be back. This is House of Dark Corners on YSO.